This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, there we go. We are now on the air. There was some technical difficulties. I've been talking for 8 minutes, and it has been just tremendous stuff that you have completely, completely missed. Dominic DiTomaso with you on the Fan Early Morning Show, with you until about 5:40. And we have a lot to get into today, a lot of Steelers, a lot of Thanksgiving. Plus, the NFL is doing something absolutely hilarious that we are going to get into in just a little bit. 412-928-9370. Give me a call. We are going to have a great conversation on this Thanksgiving morning. So as I was saying to absolutely nobody, because again, technical difficulties, we were not on the air. My internship started. If you may remember, I'm intern Dom. I was with the afternoon guys over the summer, and I am now part-time Dom. But my internship over the summer started in the second week of May. And I remember the time because it was right when the NFL schedule was being released, which is that painstaking process where they go game by game and matchup by matchup, and it just takes forever and it's ridiculous. And I remember at the time, everybody was saying that the Steelers were going to be on Thanksgiving tonight. And it was going to be Steelers-Ravens. It was going to be great. That was the game that was supposed to be played in 2020 on Thanksgiving night, but got postponed. So it was going to be Steelers-Ravens tonight on Thanksgiving. Obviously, that didn't come to be. And the game tonight is 49ers-Seahawks, which I have mediocre interest in. The 49ers are good. Seahawks are fine. But at the time, I was upset. I was peeved. Of course you want the Steelers on Thanksgiving night, right? It's the biggest regular season game of the year, those three Thanksgiving Day games. So at the time, I was mad. In hindsight, it is the best possible thing that could have happened that the Steelers are not playing on Thanksgiving tonight, because let me walk you through what would have happened. The Steelers would have been playing, it's the night game, and by the time the night game rolls around, everybody's overeaten. Everybody's been around their family way too long. Everybody's tired. Everybody's in a bad mood. And then by the time the game starts, Kenny Pickett would throw an incomplete pass. Najee Harris would run for -2 yards. And then everybody's in a bad mood. Steelers lose because it's the Ravens and they're not beating the Ravens. And then everybody's night is just miserable. In fact, the only thing that could bring your Thanksgiving down today, outside of the Steelers playing tonight, is if you invited like Mark Caballi to your Thanksgiving. That is the only thing that could make it worse. And outside of how bad they're playing this year, the Steelers to begin with are 2-6 on Thanksgiving. So that is with good teams, with good quarterbacks, and good offenses that aren't winning on Thanksgiving. They're perennial losers on Thanksgiving. And then you couple that with this year's team, whose offense so far has sucked, and whose quarterback so far has sucked, and it would have been just the worst absolute case scenario. I will say, though, the game on Sunday against Cincinnati, I actually find very interesting because of what happened a couple days ago and Matt Canada. Now, everything that needed to be said about Matt Canada's firing has already been said. He stunk at his job. He needed to be fired. He probably should have never been hired in the first place, and he should not have been here at the start of the season. So that's all been said. I won't repeat it. What is interesting is there are a surprising number of people out there who are Kenny Pickett defenders, still, despite everything we've seen this year, who still try to defend Kenny Pickett. And their biggest built-in excuse has been, ugh, he's stuck with a terrible offensive coordinator. What do you want him to do? So that's been the built-in excuse. And it's funny, every week I see it on social media every week. I hear people call in every week trying to defend Kenny Pickett. Well, newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, that built-in excuse has just been lost because Matt Canada is no longer here. And so Kenny Pickett's going to go out on Sunday, and one of two things is going to happen. Either A, Kenny Pickett throws for 300 yards and four touchdowns, and outside of Andrew Filippone being the happiest person on earth, the Kenny Pickett defenders are going to come out and say, well, what did we tell you? This is proof positive. All we needed was no Matt Canada, and now he's on the right track. Or Kenny Pickett's going to go out there and lose for the second straight week to a backup quarterback and look terrible in the process, and you're going to lose that built-in excuse. You're not going to be able to defend him anymore, because if he loses this Sunday after the terrible loss last week and the biggest issue that everyone was pointing to outside of Kenny Pickett himself, Matt Canada, is gone, I don't know how you defend him anymore. Now, what I've realized is, if you are one of the, like, 12 people, because that the number of people defending Kenny Pickett has gotten smaller and smaller over the past number of weeks, but if you are one of the few remaining people defending Kenny Pickett, you are one of three things. You are either, one, a delusional Pitt fan who is blindly trying to defend their guy. You are either, two, one of the world's biggest doofuses who doesn't know the shape of a football if you're watching the Steelers and saying Kenny Pickett is not the biggest issue. Or you are, three, and probably the worst, you are just an attention-seeking loser on social media who is trying to be smarter than thou and greater than everybody else. But this Sunday, we are going to find out if you are correct. This Sunday, we'll see if Kenny Pickett was being hindered by Matt Canada. But if he goes out and he stinks it up yet again, you've lost that built-in excuse. 412-928-9370. We are on the air. Yes, we are. Dominic DiTomaso with you until about 5:40. When we come back, I want to get into something the NFL is doing tomorrow that I find just hilarious. So we'll get into that. We'll get into your calls and so much more. It's the Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Go, there's no place like home for the holiday.
A little Perry Como on your Thanksgiving morning. Dominic DiTomaso with you for about 20 more minutes. 412-928-9370. We got some callers on the line. We'll get to you in just a second. It is startling, the number of people that have texted me saying that they did not hear me for the first few minutes. It is crazy. But listen, it's my first ever show. Something was bound to go wrong at some point. So at least we got it out of the way. Real quick, so the NFL likes to do this thing now on Thanksgiving. They've been doing it for a number of years, where they get halftime shows during the Thanksgiving Day games. So last year, BB Rexha did it for the Lions game, I believe it was. Luke Combs did it in 2021. Kane Brown the year before him. So this year, for the Cowboys game, the NFL has tapped Dolly Parton to do the halftime show on Thanksgiving this year, which I don't know why, but I found it just hilarious. First of all, Dolly Parton is 77 years old, which if you would have asked me, I would have guessed she was at least 15 years older than that. So she's doing a good job for herself, still kicking it at 77. Now, I would have thought that the NFL would try to get a younger performer, a younger artist. Like, BB Rexha is one of the most relevant performers in music right now. Not to say Dolly isn't, but not necessarily with the younger population who the NFL tries to target. So when I read that it was Dolly Parton, I couldn't help but laugh. And now the question is Dolly going to do a country type show, or is she going to do a rock type show? Because I was reading that apparently she released a new rock album, which, again, this whole thing to me is just very, very funny. But yeah, Dolly Parton's going to be on today, halftime of the Cowboys game. So that's going to be must-see television. All right, let's see. Madrid is in Plum. Madrid, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, the Dolly Parton thing, that's not what I'm calling, but I saw an interview with her and Brian Johnson from AC/DC. So she, the cover songs and rock and roll cover song things, you know, she, first of all, she seems like an awesome person and nice and all that stuff. But maybe that's part of it.
Are you a Dolly Parton fan, Madrid?
No, I'm only 54, man. I'm not that old. But, you know, I caught your three reasons why somebody might defend Kenny Pickett. The first, let me say, like, I'm from California. I moved here in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So I like all football. I don't have a favorite football team.
Okay.
And that just, that blows Steeler fans away, right? Like, you know, like, just jump on the bandwagon. We'll take you.
Right.
So I like to watch national things and national stories. Well, Merrill Hodge was talking about Kenny Pickett this week, and when somebody interviewed him regarding, you know, Matt Canada, and he wasn't being an apologist, but he was explaining a lot of the reasons that the problems with, like, the offensive line. And he wasn't apologizing for Kenny, because bad throws are bad throws, but he was talking and giving very specific Chuck Noll type of technical reasons why he was set up to fail by the offensive line and the way that they were running their schemes, whatever they call that. And then he was also talking about the plays that Matt Canada was calling. And he said in all his years of looking at quarterbacks through college and in the NFL, he'd never seen some of the stuff that Matt Canada was calling.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not apologizing for Kenny Pickett. And as I feel like I'm an outsider watching Steeler fans.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the criticism are quick. It's like I like hockey, people just blaming the goaltender when they lose. You know, like, it just seems very amateurish. And you I've heard you over the summer, and congratulations, you know, on your promotion.
Thank you.
To part-time. I just couldn't tell if you were doing, like, shock jock from the other guy down the dial or what, but it just came across like scorched earth. So I was like, you know, it's just,
So let me ask you, Madrid, if you had to put blame on one person more so than the other, would you blame Kenny Pickett more, or would you blame Matt Canada more?
Flip-flop Tomlin.
So you would blame Tomlin the most?
Because of the structure of keeping Matt Canada last year.
He's the head coach,
and I don't know how he escapes. This is the first year, again, I moved here in the 90s, and when he became coach and took over for Cowher, you know, I feel like I'm an observer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's escaped so many of the problems. I mean, he had been for how many years, and they didn't win, you know, they didn't win as many championships or whatever. I don't know. I think it's a whole structure that's been breaking down for past years, and it seems like we had a glimpse of hope with with Whitehall and Omar Khan. It's like, hey, they're now rebuilding and structuring. I don't think Canada should have came back at all.
Okay,
I go that far back.
I agree with that. Now let me ask you this. Was Mike Tomlin the one missing pretty easy throws and completions last week against the Browns?
Let me state this. Kenny Pickett's performance was bad, right? He did have bad throws. I'm not excusing that. And, you know, but Merrill, again, I'm talking through Merrill Hodge, and I'm kind of paraphrasing. But he said if he could just clean up his mistakes, and he did say, you know, he made mistakes and bad throws and missing people and easy throws and stuff like that, that alone would help him out a lot. But the offensive coordinator calls and the way that the offensive line was doing their run scheme blocks or whatever the heck it's called, you know, like,
right.
I just think it's more complicated than just like Kenny Pickett sucks.
All right. I hear you, Madrid. And by the way, let me ask you before I let you go. What are your plans for Thanksgiving today? Are you going anywhere? Is anybody coming to you? Are you doing nothing? What's on the agenda for Madrid's Thanksgiving Day?
Great question. Happy Thanksgiving. And when I got divorced in 2007, I wanted to make neat traditions for me and my son. So I took a young elementary kid, and we've been volunteering at a place in Tarentum ever since.
Nice.
So we donate money, we serve food, we deliver food to the needy and stuff like that. And we've been doing that since 2007, and it's very rewarding. I keep it very private. I don't need attention for it, but since you asked, I'll say it, and maybe I'll motivate some people on the airwaves here to try something. It's just, man, you know, I'm full of gratitude, and I feel lucky for everything. So to give back like that, oh, my God, man, it's like the coolest gift ever.
Yeah, you know? No, I hear you, man. And Madrid, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Listen, is Kenny Pickett 100% the problem of the Steelers' offensive woes this year? No, he's not 100% the problem. We get the offensive line has struggled. We get the running game at times has been spotty. We get the issues that have arisen with George Pickens. But to say that Kenny Pickett is not the main issue and to try and put more blame on Mike Tomlin is frankly, you said it's lazy to blame Kenny Pickett. I actually think it's more lazy to blame Mike Tomlin, who is the biggest scapegoat on the face of this earth right now in Pittsburgh, PA. Because everybody tries to point to Mike Tomlin and say, ah, Mike Tomlin barely wins in the playoffs the last 13 years. Well, you know what? I think that's lazy to try and blame Mike Tomlin, who I said over the summer, I think Mike Tomlin is the best coach in football. And I got a lot of crap for that. But it appears, you know, I find it so funny that outside of Pittsburgh, everywhere else, national media, you listen to other local markets, everybody just adores Mike Tomlin and praises him after every single game because he somehow gets teams to overachieve every year more than any other coach in the NFL. So if you want to blame Mike Tomlin, go ahead and blame Mike Tomlin. But I will choose to blame Kenny Pickett a whole lot more. All right, so I have a couple more minutes here. I have to tell this story. So yesterday I was invited to my first ever Friendsgiving, which I guess is something that everybody does now. And the person who was running the Friendsgiving said that I had to bring something if I was going to go. And I can't cook, I can't bake. So I said, I'm going to take the easy way out and I'm going to go pick up a pumpkin pie. Now, I thought if I'm going to go get a pie, I might as well get one that I know is going to be very good. So I decided to go to Oakmont Bakery yesterday and get a pumpkin pie. And let me tell you about Oakmont Bakery. First of all, we were stuck in traffic for about a half hour on Allegheny River Boulevard, which already pissed all of us off. So we were in a bad mood by the time we got to Oakmont. So we show up. The parking lot right outside the bakery was full because there's like three spots available. And then, so we had to park three blocks down in like an overflow lot. So by the time we got to the bakery, we were already just in a bad mood. We go in, not as many people as I expected, but there were still quite a few, and everyone was just in a bad mood because it's the holidays. They probably had to pick up stuff that they forgot, so everyone's rushing around. They're blasting music at the top of the speakers, so you couldn't hear a thing when you go in. So you go in, everybody's walking around. I go up, I get my number. I'm number like 79, and they're on like 400. So I'm like, oh, great. So I'm trying to weave my way through the crowd. I have acid reflux like crazy. I'm burping fire on everyone. It's just a terrible situation. So finally, they call my number. I get to the front. There's one pumpkin pie left in the case. One. And the guy says, well, what would you like to get? I'm like, just give me one pumpkin pie. He's like, well, we got one left. Are you sure you want it? I'm like, yes, just give me the pie, please. So he goes, okay, sir. So he gets me the pumpkin pie. We go to check out. It's like $15. I'm like, all right. So I pay the $15. I'm in a bad mood because I had to pay $15. It's cold outside. It's raining. It's a dreary day. So I just want to get the heck out of there. And then it was funny, too, on our way out, my dad was looking at, they had a giant rack of other kinds of pies because my dad needed one, too. Like just hundreds of pies stacked up on top of each other. And so he's going through every single box and taking it, opening it, looking at the pie inside, trying to see which one he likes. And I'm like, there's no way that you're allowed to do this. And then sure enough, like 2 minutes later, one of the workers comes up and is like, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to stop touching the pies or you're going to have to leave. And so then my dad's upset. I'm upset. My mom's stressed out. She was there too. And so we left and we moped all the way home in just a terrible mood. I will say, though, that the pumpkin pie was absolutely delicious. And I highly recommend Oakmont Bakery for anybody that needs a pumpkin pie. But yeah, man, it was just Joe Starkey, who is doing the Fan Morning Show, just gave me the thumbs up. I think he's a big pumpkin pie fan from Oakmont Bakery. Are you, Joe? Is that true?
I'm a big Oakmont Bakery fan.
Big Oakmont Bakery fan?
Is your name Dom?
Yes. I'm glad we established that. Joe's laughing in there. I'm glad that he's having an amusement at my expense. All right, that's going to do it for me. Thank you for everybody who listened. I appreciate the call, Madrid. And I hope everybody has a fantastic morning. Don't go anywhere. Joe Starkey is next with the Fan Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.